send him to Washington and let him do something wrong, and you would see his sweet mama take a hickory to his behind. She is a, his mama is one of the sweetest and most down-to-earth people, and you see where he gets his values if you ever get a chance to meet her.
Amen.
She is amazing. So I appreciate the call, and best of luck, Mr. John.
I appreciate that, Craig. That's great. See, I love stuff that humanizes these folks, and, well, I've somebody, some folks have accused me of being a mama's boy, but nothing wrong with that too much. Nothing wrong with that at all. And it's good to always have that mother looking out to give you a whooping if you do wrong. It's not just the people that'll hold you accountable, it's your mama. We'll be back. More news and views after this.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some great fall weather in place for at least a couple of days. For today, sunshine, very comfortable. Nice day, high 72. Tonight, another night of jacket weather with low temperature down to about 47 by first thing in the morning. Clear skies. Tomorrow, look for low 70s again. Should be a great Thursday. Then the rain starts moving back in late Thursday night into the wee hours of Friday morning, and periods of rain likely at times during the day on Friday. And I'm going to have to keep the risk of some scattered showers in the weekend forecast from time to time. High temperatures in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Some sad news out of Birmingham. Police believe the body of 3-year-old Camille McKinney has been found in a dumpster. The police chief says her remains were found in a trash bin that had been taken to a landfill. Authorities are now charging two people, 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown, with capital murder and kidnapping in Camille's death. In West Alabama, many are showing support for Equality volunteer firefighter Michael Johnston. He was killed while responding to a service call. The United States Honor Flag team arrived in Alabama Tuesday in honor of Johnston's sacrifice. The man wanted for the murders of his brother and sister in Macon County is now behind bars. Aaron Jess is suspected of killing William Jess Jr. and Sharon Jess over the weekend in Notasoga. He was arrested in Louisiana Tuesday and is currently awaiting extradition back to Alabama. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A home. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month, all from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We're getting close to the end of the morning here. This fine Wednesday morning, you're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. My name is Joey Clark, your host. My co-host, though, Jack Campbell, couldn't make it today. I was hoping he'd be here, but I think the show is going smoothly. Get well soon, Jack. Now, President Trump just spoke about developments in Syria. Trump says, "We reserve the right to reimpose sanctions should Turkey fail to honor its obligations." Apparently, a deal has been reached between the president of Turkey, might as well call him the Sultan of Turkey, Erdogan, with his neo-Ottoman aspirations. Which, by the way, he wants to recreate the Ottoman Empire. It's hilarious to me, folks. You know, he's gone more Islamist, more appealing to the religion of peace, so-called. But he's become more and more an Islamist, and he really does have neo-Ottoman aspirations. He wants to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire. The hilarious thing is not only has that made people in the West and Europe and the United States nervous, it's really ticked off Shia and Sunni leaders in the Arab world and in Iran. So I don't think he's going to get his Ottoman Empire anytime soon. All that said, Erdogan has made a deal with Assad, with Russia, to create a so-called safe zone. President Trump tweeted last night, really early this morning, "Big success on the Turkey-Syria border. Safe zone created. Ceasefire has held and combat missions have ended. Kurds are safe and have worked very nicely with us. Captured ISIS prisoners secured. I'll be making a statement at 11 a.m. from the White House. Thank you." So, here is the statement. It was happening as we were speaking to Secretary of State John Merrill. Let's have a little taste of what the president had to say today on Syria.
Well, thank you very much. My fellow Americans, I greet you this morning from the White House to announce a major breakthrough toward achieving a better future for Syria and for the Middle East. It's been a long time. Over the last 5 days, you have seen that a ceasefire that we established along Syria's border has held, and has held very well, beyond most expectations. Early this morning, the government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent, and it will indeed be permanent. However, you would also define the word permanent in that part of the world as somewhat questionable. We all understand that, but I do believe it will be permanent. I've therefore instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to lift all sanctions imposed on October 14th in response to Turkey's original offensive moves against the Kurds in Syria's northeast border region. So the sanctions will be lifted unless something happens that we're not happy with. This was an outcome created by us, the United States, and nobody else, no other nation. Very simple. And we're willing to take blame, and we're also willing to take credit. This is something they've been trying to do for many, many decades. Since then, others have come out to help, and we welcome them to do so. Other countries have stepped forward. They want to help, and we think that's great. The nations in the region must ultimately take on the responsibility of helping Turkey and Syria police their border. We want other nations to get involved. We've secured the oil, and therefore a small number of U.S. troops will remain in the area where they have the oil. And we're going to be protecting it, and we'll be deciding what we're going to do with it in the future. In any event, by the moves that we've made, we're achieving a much more peaceful and stable area between Turkey and Syria, including a 20-mile-wide safe zone. An interesting term, safe zone. That's the term we're using. Hopefully, that zone will become safe. Thousands and thousands of people have been killed in that zone over the years. But it's been sought for many, many decades, and I think we have something that's going to be strong and hold up. Turkey, Syria, and all forms of the Kurds have been fighting for centuries. We have done them a great service, and we've done a great job for all of them. And now we're getting out. Long time. We were supposed to be there for 30 days. That was almost 10 years ago. So we're there for 30 days, and now we're leaving. It was supposed to be a very quick hit, and let's get out. And it was a quick hit, except they stayed for almost 10 years. Let someone else fight over this long, blood-stained sand. I want to thank Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo for leading the American delegation so successfully to Turkey several days ago, along with National Security Advisor O'Brien. I want to thank them very much. The American delegation negotiated the original five-day ceasefire that ended Kurdish fighters to safely leave. It just got them to a point where, frankly, they were able, it enabled them to get out, to go, and move really just a few miles in a slightly different direction. So this enabled them to do so. Countless lives are now being saved as a result of our negotiation with Turkey, an outcome reached without spilling one drop of American blood. No injuries, nobody shot, nobody killed. I have just spoken to General Mazlum, a wonderful man, the commander-in-chief of the SDF Kurds. And he was extremely thankful for what the United States has done. Could not have been more thankful. General Mazlum has assured me that ISIS is under very, very strict lock and key, and the detention facilities are being strongly maintained. There were a few that got out, a small number, relatively speaking, and they've been largely recaptured.
That's good.
I'm also sure that he will be issuing his own statement very shortly. We had a great talk, but we've saved the lives of many, many Kurds. He understands that. The war was going to be vicious and probably not very long. And I'm very happy to have been involved in it, as are our Vice President, our Secretary of State, and all of the other people on our team.
Well, that was President Trump, a bit of what he had to say a little bit ago. And hopefully everything continues to hold in Syria. As I've been saying for, a week or two now, I think this was the best option. I think this was inevitable. The idea, and I'm constantly wondering, because they say it over and over again, what actually is the American national interest in holding northeast Syria? When you have Turkey eyeing that part of the world, wanting to defend their borders right there, when you have the Assad government wanting to take back their country, being backed by the Russian Federation and Vladimir Putin, what exactly are 50 troops, even 1,000 American troops going to do in that situation? I think a lot of this wailing and gnashing of teeth that came in the wake of this decision by President Trump was just, well, it was unwarranted.
Though, of course, I think senators like Lindsey Graham and others have always had ulterior motives, and they keep moving the goalposts. Some of us might call it mission creep. It wasn't just to defeat ISIS. Now we have to build a Kurdish state and homeland, and also take on Iran and push back on Assad and the Russians even more. I get tired of this foreign policy without any clear end goal or end state in sight, as well as foreign policy by soundbite and media freakout. So hopefully this situation will hold. Hopefully this will be a swift end to the to the Syrian civil war. For some, it always started as a venture to overthrow Assad, and I think that was foolish from day one. And it's time we get a lot smarter and more realistic, if I could use the term, when it comes to our foreign policy, and actually have debates about these things on the Senate floor. I was telling Secretary Merrill off air, I really enjoyed watching debates on the Senate floor, the actual Senate floor, and seeing Rand Paul stand up there yesterday arguing with Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of the Democrats. Number one, I thought Rand did a fantastic job, and Schumer sounded hysterical, like a lot of the war party does these days. But just the fact that the robust debate was going on in front of the cameras on the Senate floor was a refreshing sight. Too often we do foreign policy by backroom deals, conversations, and then media freak out instead of sober discussion actually in the halls of the people we elect. So hear, Mr. President, this was good, Trump. Now, I do worry about all these troop deployments in Saudi Arabia. I do worry about what is going on with Iran, but that will be seen. I failed to mention it yesterday, but Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, he failed yesterday, and he admitted he failed, to form a coalition government in the Knesset. So it'll be, I believe his rival Gantz is his last name, more of a moderate in Israel, will have an opportunity to create a government and be the prime minister himself. End of an era there in Israel. And given this is after another election, I don't know if Netanyahu will be back in the prime minister seat, but never say never. He is a dogged politician, a dogged leader, and he's been through, well, the odds have been against him before, so we might not have seen the end of Bibi Netanyahu as prime minister, but for now, he's failed to form a government, so we'll move on, give somebody else a chance in Israel. And with the Syria, this move by Trump in Syria, pulling troops, American troops out, it kind of clears the air now for folks like Lindsey Graham to full-throatedly come to the president's defense. Lindsey Graham already changed his tune on Syria and the policy in Syria. I think Lindsey in particular, I love the fact that Trump wants to protect the oil fields. Well, thank you, Lindsey. Thank you. But it allows Lindsey Graham to focus just on impeachment. And this is what Lindsey Graham had to say last night on Sean Hannity. Just 48 seconds of it. But you know how Chris Wallace quoted an anonymous, well-known Republican senator, a 20% chance Trump will be convicted in the Senate if he's impeached by the House? You know, why don't you give us the name, Chris Wallace, instead of doing somebody's dirty work? I thought journalism actually, you know, give us facts, not rumor and innuendo. And same goes for you, New York Times. They had a breaking news story when I was interviewing Secretary Merrill. It really ticked me off. I'm so tired of this game going on in Washington, D.C. Super secret meetings that aren't actually secret, selectively leaking to fulfill a certain narrative. It's frustrating as hell. We saw this all before with the Mueller report. But here's what Lindsey Graham had to say last night about this whole impeachment canard and what he wants to do from the Senate side.
Yeah, so this resolution puts the Senate on record condemning the House for the future of the presidency. We cannot allow future presidents and this president to be impeached based on an inquiry in the House that's never been voted upon, that does not allow the president to confront the witnesses against him, call witnesses on his behalf, and cross-examine people who are accusing him of misdeeds. All I'm asking is give Donald Trump the same rights as Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton had when it comes to impeachment, and I'm insisting that Donald Trump be given the same rights every American has if you're given a parking ticket to confront the witnesses against you. Can't be based on hearsay. And here's the point of the resolution. Any impeachment vote based on this process, to me, is illegitimate, is unconstitutional, and should be dismissed in the Senate without a trial.
Amen. You know, I like this new and improved Lindsey Graham. I don't agree with him on foreign policy, that's for sure. But the way Lindsey has changed since the passing of John McCain, his good friend, it's been remarkable. And I think this is true. I was listening to an interview with Dana Perino over the weekend, and she reiterated something that I think a lot of people would agree with. I think a lot of people rallied around this president, President Trump, and rallied around the team, the Republican cause, because of the Brett Kavanaugh hearing. That was an amazing day here just in the radio studio. Can't imagine what it was like there in the hearing room. And I think that was the day, and Dana Perino talked about this because she knows Brett Kavanaugh, worked with him when Kavanaugh worked in the George W. Bush administration. And she could see it was genuinely him. And I think that was a rallying cry. And that's what, when Lindsey Graham sort of came out of his shell or changed from his past self and became more staunch defender of not only the president, but of the Republican Party under President Trump. And to see Lindsey Graham now actually fighting back, you know, yesterday Trump tweeted that this is a lynching, this impeachment process. Of course, a lot of people got all sorts of upset. Lindsey said, well, yeah, of course it's a lynching. And then, just to reiterate something myself, Joe Biden offered an apology late yesterday. But why would Joe Biden have to apologize? Isn't Donald Trump the one who's always doing the rude, grotesque things? In particular, the president using the word lynching to describe this impeachment process? How dare you, sir? How dare you? How grotesque? Well, Joe Biden had to offer an apology because during the Clinton impeachment, Joe Biden said this on CNN.
No matter what happens, even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard, the very high bar that was set by the founders as to what constituted an impeachable offense.
Oh, no, Joe. Joe Biden is now saying this wasn't the right word to use, and I'm sorry about that. Trump, on the other hand, chose his words deliberately today in his use of the word lynching and continues to stoke racial divides in this country daily. Well, somebody's stoking divides, but I don't think it's Donald Trump all by his lonesome. If I'm being, you know, like, oh yeah, there's all sorts of people involved in the division in this country. But I think Joe Biden is hardly, his hands aren't exactly clean in this situation. Got to hit another break here, listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here, your host. This part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, my good friend Eddie. Eddie Bader, he loves to help people buy a home, especially first-time home buyers, or sell their home. One of the biggest financial decisions you make in life. And let me tell you why Eddie Bader should help you buy your next home or sell your next home. In a word, service. Service, service, service. Eddie has your best interest in mind at all times when he's working for you. It's why he negotiates so hard on your behalf. And what I love, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, potential first-time home buyer, he'll teach you about all the little things you need to know. There are little things that go a long way, like home inspections, surveys, appraisals, owner's title insurance, and he can even assist you in finding a local lender, say somebody like Alabama Home Mortgage. On top of all that, here's a little example of what Eddie Bader can do for you. It's not a big thing, but it's just an example of the man's character and how he goes the extra mile as your real estate agent. When you use Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group as your buyer's agent, when you buy that dream house, you know what he does? Before you even move in, he'll have a professional cleaning crew clean the whole place. Because, I mean, who wants to spend their first day after moving into their dream home cleaning? That's why Eddie Bader's got your back. That's just one example of how he goes the extra mile for his clients. So give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call today. 322-0662. Again, that number for Eddie Bader. Direct Eddie Bader, 322-0662. Or check him out on Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses. More news and views when we come back. You know, I got to remove the New York Times off my phone. You know, I have updates from the New York Times just to see what the news cycle is going to be. This crap is what's really ticking me off. Y'all want to join in on the conversation? 272-9228. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Attorney Grubbs here, asking if you've heard of the program that serves 400 hot meals Monday through Friday to seniors in need and has a waiting list of 300 seniors. This program is Meals on Wheels, and it's one of the flagship programs of MCOA. I and other experts in the senior care community have decided to raise funds at the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp to help those seniors and to help Meals on Wheels. Tickets are $25 and go on sale October 24th. The event is October 29th. Now, we sold out last year, so be sure to pre-register by finding us on Facebook or on Eventbrite, or call 334-649-4911. Again, all proceeds will go to MCOA. This is the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp, where you will learn how to protect your life savings, pick the right long-term care facility, and how to be a rock star caregiver to those with dementia. Call 334-649-4911 to pre-register.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from another, you've been messing around.
Welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark here, News and Views from 9 to noon. You want to call in 272-9228, 272-9228. You know, as I was talking to Secretary John Merrill here in the studio during the 10 o'clock hour, an alert from the New York Times came across my phone, trying to contradict what Republicans are saying coming out of these committee hearings. I'm so tired of this land of rumor and innuendo. And I'll get to that report in a second, because I don't think it's necessarily the slam dunk the Times thinks it is. Just so frickin' dishonest. Excuse me, pardon me. But let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Talk to Jackson. Hey, Jackson, how are you?
I'm good. Look, I was watching earlier, and they had some of the Republicans there holding a meeting. They were saying, like, they demanded to know what the Democrats were doing behind closed doors, and it should be a fair process and whatnot. Yeah. And I've been under the impression that if you do a formal impeachment inquiry, that it had to be voted on
right.
by the House.
Right.
If they're not doing that, and what they're doing is basically a charade, why don't they just take the doors off the White House? Or, I mean, why don't they just go in there and grandstand the whole thing? Because what I think is the Democrats are just going to drag this out. Because if nobody can get in there, what's going to keep them from dragging it out up until election and just keep having leaks come out? So why don't they just screw it up for them? Just go in there and not let them do their job. They're not doing anything anyway.
Well, and it might come to that. I mean, I played that clip of Lindsey Graham saying the Senate should preemptively say, hey, we're not even going to entertain this fake impeachment inquiry if you, in fact, bring articles of impeachment. I don't know, some grandstanding in other ways might help. And it's just incredibly frustrating because this is exactly the type of narrative and all the dirty tricks we saw during the Mueller saga. In that case, though, at least you had an independent counsel, Robert Mueller, running the secret investigation. Now the Democrats are the ones running the secret investigation, and they're the ones leaking and driving the narrative. And right. It's unreal, man.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. It's just, I mean, you can't trust Schiff anyway. I mean, that's already been proven. So I don't really know where this can go. I mean, as far as if they do find evidence, I mean, there's no way that anybody could believe it anyway.
Well, I think what's happening here, Jackson, is they thought they could move the public, especially with, you know, the unpopular Syrian decision that seems to be actually working out pretty well by the president. I think they thought, oh, we'll do this in secret really quickly, get a vote before Thanksgiving, and we'll move public opinion near the 60% range for impeachment and throw it in the lap of the Senate. Make them in this quick political moment have to decide with the people on our side. Problem is, the polls haven't moved in their favor. There's some extra support from impeachment, but most of that is coming from Democrats saying they now support impeachment. A little bit of it is from independents, but really, it's a divide. It's Democrats want impeachment, Republicans don't. Shocking that when you don't actually have, well, a clear process and clear facts to the situation, that a divided nation stays divided. So it's, I don't think it's working out for them. What their next move is going to be, the Democrats, is they've said, oh, it'll go past Thanksgiving and we'll do public hearings. And so they're going to try to selectively do these public hearings. But let's just say this, from recent history, like the Corey Lewandowski hearing and whatnot, I don't think these public hearings will work out well for the Democrats.
Well, I hope you're right, and I appreciate you taking my call. Also, when is the Horwitz report supposed to be coming out? We've been hearing about that, and it's more nothing. It's just always nothing.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
The report. You know, Barr's supposed to be releasing a report that he got on his findings. I mean, well, we were supposed to have that.
The first thing that's going to come out is the Michael Horwitz, Inspector General for the Department of Justice. He's looking into potential FISA abuse. When they stopped looking at Hillary's emails, those same people started looking into Russian activity. And that's when we start questioning, hey, what did you put in the FISA warrant to convince the court, surveillance court, hey, let's surveil like Trump associates and the Trump campaign itself. And so Horowitz's report is coming out. I believe based on that report, Durham, as we're finding out, has expanded his investigation where he wants to actually interview, if not cross-examine, people like John Brennan, James Clapper, and a lot of important, powerful people at the CIA and the Obama administration. So I think first what will come out, Jackson, is the Inspector General report, and it shouldn't be soon. It's actually already been delivered to the DOJ, so it's done. What they're going through now is like the redactions process, because it does, given that it's about the FISA court, there's going to be a lot of classified information in there. So we'll probably get a report with a bunch of blacked out paragraphs and whatnot. Then I don't know when it'll come out to the public, but there is an investigation by U.S. Attorney Durham, overseen by Attorney General Barr. And I think actually at the end of the day, it's amazing you ask that. The real reason we're going through all this impeachment nonsense is because the Democrats and certain people involved in kicking this thing up are worried about what William Barr and John Durham are doing. I think it all will come together and converge together probably at the beginning of next year.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Jackson. Thank you. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, Joey. This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. Beautiful day. Oh, loving it.
Indeed.
I was, too bad you can't be out here with me.
Oh, I'll be out at 3. I'll have plenty of fun out in the sun.
for you. All right. Got to get your vitamin D, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What I was going to say, when Mr. Merrill was on earlier, I think he handled himself so well with that one caller who was very insistent that we need to allow the governor to, you know, elect the school board and so on and so forth.
Right.
But the way I see it is just like what John Merrill was saying, you have a right to vote. And if you change that, your governor may not be somebody you like on the next go-round. And they may do things that you hate. And then you have absolutely no power. So why would you give up what little bit of power you have for fear that there may be somebody behind the scenes that's padding palms or whatever they're doing to make sure they get their people in? People eventually will smarten up, hopefully, and do a little more research, and they'll understand who is and who isn't good, and will hopefully turn things around. But if you know, have a good governor, maybe it will work out. But if you have a bad governor, where are you at?
Right.
I would never give up my power. I just don't see that logical.
Well, and it's not like every aspect of education in the state of Alabama is terrible. I mean, you can compare state to state, but there are very good public schools at different parts of the state. I think the issue with education, because it's bad in certain places, we go, oh, what kind of reform should we pass? And it's often like, you know, how do we change the system? And some of that I support. I support, for instance, charter schools adding a little competition, say, in Montgomery County. But it doesn't mean I want the traditional schools in Montgomery County to fail. I want them to get better. But really, at the end of the day, what's the difference between a charter school and a traditional public school? It's just how the administration of it's run. They're still public schools with public tax dollars. So at the end of the day, any school, whether it's a school board, local or statewide, it's up to the people. I think we too often get involved in these, like, oh, how do we change the system completely? When really it's about having better people at the schools, running the administration, and looking out. And also, it's a dirty little secret, but the more money, percentage-wise, it doesn't matter how much money, but the more of the percentage of your income as a parent you spend on your child's education, the better the child does. Shocking that if you give more time, attention, and money to your child's education, they tend to do better.
I agree. And as far as all this closed door innuendo, you know, they keep trying to lead to the point that Trump is the one that's trying to, you know, sabotage Joe Biden's election possibility, etc. Aren't they not doing the same exact thing by doing this to Trump? I see it as no less than, a matter of fact, worse than what he's trying to do.
That's what's so bizarre about this, is that the defense Trump's using, I did this because of corruption, is the same defense Joe Biden's doing. Like, I did it because of corruption. And there's some truth in here. And honestly, it's not even a political thing for me at this point. I want to know what the hell happened in 2016.
Yeah.
If Ukraine was involved, they should cooperate with the attorney general.
And we need to nip it in the bud so it doesn't happen next time or the time after that. So this really should be something that both parties would want to get involved in. But them closing the door like that doesn't allow it. And it just creates a lot of, you know, subterfuge. You know something's going on, and you know that it's not right. And nobody, I mean, I feel powerless. A president does on this situation, I'm sure. It's frustrating. And it's only going to create more and more anger issues. I think they're doing it deliberately to get people upset.
Oh, of course, and I don't think it's going to work out the way they hope, though.
No, because then they'll make us mad, and we're going to go to the poll, darn it, and we're going to vote for you-know-who. Dirty word, shouldn't say it.
You deplorable. I love you, deplorable. You're so deplorable. Are you tired of winning yet, Debbie?
Never. It just kills me.
I appreciate
but anyway,
the call,
that was
Debbie.
My 2 cents.
Thank you. 272-9228, if y'all want to get your shots in, 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. My name is Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell couldn't make it in today. We thought he would be back, but he woke up really under the weather this morning. So get well soon, Jack. Got the show buttoned down while you're gone. Again, more News and Views after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 636-8, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away 2 of these beauties, and on Saturday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some great fall weather in place for at least a couple of days. For today, sunshine, very comfortable. Nice day, high 72. Tonight, another night of jacket weather with low temperature down to about 47 by first thing in the morning. Clear skies. Tomorrow, look for low 70s again. Should be a great Thursday. Then the rain starts moving back in late Thursday night into the wee hours of Friday morning, and periods of rain likely at times during the day on Friday. And I'm going to have to keep the risk of some scattered showers in the weekend forecast from time to time. High temperatures in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. This is Joey Clark here in the captain's seat. This part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, well, they do above and beyond work. You can make an appointment today at JenkinsTireAuto.com. Their location is downtown, 38 East Jefferson Street. So it's great for folks who work downtown. They're about 2-3 blocks away from Alley Station. But even if you don't work downtown, say you work in East Montgomery, they have a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work while your vehicle is being worked on. And because hunting season is upon us, Mike Jenkins wanted to make sure you knew that if you need that four-wheeler fixed, you need that side-by-side fixed up, or maybe you're out there working the fields with that tractor, they have a service truck that will go to visit you on site.
That's why I'm thinking Jenkins, folks. Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Call them today, 265-0792. Tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you, 265-0792. Or again, visit them online at JenkinsTireandAuto.com. They can service all makes and models of cars. And that's why I'm thinking Jenkins, including even those tractors out in the field. Gotta love Jenkins. Gotta love him. Now, Jim, hold on one second. Or actually, Jim, I'll bring you online, but I want to set something up here.
Sure.
Because I keep talking about this New York Times breaking news that was brought up. And it is really driving me crazy. So last night, John Ratcliffe was, say, on with, I think, Laura Ingraham or somebody like that. And Ratcliffe made the point that so many people have made, and this was in the aftermath of Bill Taylor's testimony yesterday, that there, I question Bill Taylor, said Ratcliffe, and there was no quid pro quo. In fact, there couldn't have been because the Ukrainians didn't even know the money is being withheld. But let's remember, folks, that the call, this all started with a whistleblower talking about a call between the two presidents, President Trump and President Zelensky. That call took place July the 25th. July the 25th. Keep that date in mind. So Ratcliffe has been saying the Ukrainians didn't know the money was withheld. A lot of people have been saying that. So enter the New York Times with more leaks from the super secret testimony from yesterday. Here's what the Times writes today, Jim. To Democrats who say that President Trump's decision to freeze $391 million in military aid to Ukraine was intended to bully Ukraine's leader into carrying out investigations for Mr. Trump's political benefit. No, it's not just political benefit. It's the benefit of the nation. Excuse me, pardon me. I'm so tired of that crap. Everything that might make us look bad is just political. It couldn't benefit people in the United States in general anyway. The president and his allies have had one simple response. They could not have been any quid pro quo because the Ukrainians did not know the assistance had been blocked. Following testimony by William Taylor Jr., the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, it doesn't sound like he was actually the top diplomat, maybe just in terms of his credentials. The House impeachment investigators on Tuesday, the freezing of the aid was directly linked to Mr. Trump's demand. And so the Republicans again said, provided testimony the Ukrainians were aware that military aid was being withheld. He didn't provide that testimony. And here's where the Times has their scoop. But in fact, word of the aid freeze had gotten to high-level Ukrainian officials by the first week in August. The problem was not bureaucratic glitch, the Ukrainians were told then. To address it, they were advised they should reach out to Mulvaney, the acting White House chief of staff, according to interviews and records. The timing of the communications about the issue, which has not been previously reported, shows that Ukraine was aware the White House was holding up the funds weeks earlier than the U.S. and Ukrainian officials had acknowledged before. But then you read down a paragraph, you know, it's all these communications they're basing the reporting off of. The communications did not explicitly link the assistance freeze to the push by Mr. Trump and Mr. Giuliani for the investigations. So they said the Ukraine knew in early August that one aide for the Ukrainian government knew it was being frozen. The call that started all this with the whistleblower was July 25th. So Zelensky on that call didn't even know military aid had been withheld. But somehow he was pressured in that call. And even what you're using, New York Times, to try to back up, oh, we caught him in a lie, the communications did not explicitly link the assistance freeze to the push by Trump and Giuliani for the investigations. I'm so tired of this crap, and I apologize for just keeping you online here, listening to me rant and rave, but I had to say it. I'm tired of this game. Welcome to the show.
I hear you. And the thing, Joey, all of this, they don't really care about any of that. This is just a continuation of something that started on election night in 2016 when Trump got elected. And now this is their, they know they can't beat him at the polls. So this is their, this will continue. If when he gets reelected, it's going to be four more years of the same stuff. More, and it's just going to continue until he's out of office. I mean, all this stuff, everything. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of, a lot of this stuff was planned out. I don't believe anything New York Times says, but anyway,
right.
you don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, I don't, because, and it would be helpful if Congress was actually doing this in the light of day, but nope.
Yeah, I just, you know, all these Democrats out here, I want to say something to the ones that are listening. You elected your candidates to go to Washington to serve your needs, to get things done for you. Your Democratic candidates are not doing anything. For the last 3 years, all they've been doing is attacking Trump. They ain't getting nothing done at all. Nothing's getting done. Trump's getting some stuff done in spite of all this crap. But the Democrats, it's just same old crap. And all this stuff in secret, and it's just, you know, after Shifty Shift there did that parody, I was through with him. I mean, it's just a big game. All this is, you know, it's just a bunch of bull crap. They're no more interested in getting to the truth about anything. It's just their agenda. So,
well, and I don't appreciate the impeachment process being used for just political parties.
Well, that's what it is, because it's not gonna go through. That's the whole ridiculous thing. They can do all they want, have all this, and when it gets to the Senate, that's going to be the end of it. He's not going to get impeached. I mean, you know, it's going to go as far as it went with Bill Clinton, but he's still going to be president.
Yep.
You know, I'm with you. I'm just fed up with crap.
Well, the good news is that John Durham, his work continues. William Barr's work continues. The Horowitz report will come out, and Donald Trump will continue to, well, just keep winning.
Yeah. Hey, I think it was yesterday you were playing Eddie Floyd. Knock on Wood.
Yeah.
That song was released in 1967 when I was 16 years old. Boy, that made me feel older 52 years ago. That was a real popular song.
Great song.
Me, I was 16, had just moved to Mobile, bought me a 56 Chevy for $200, had me a cute little girlfriend who was 14 years old, and man, I was living the dream, bagging groceries at the Kmart grocery store.
And that, isn't it great, you think back how simple life could be when you're younger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny how it changes. I'm learning that. I'm only 30. Be 31 December 1st, but life in the last, say, 5 years got real complicated.
Yeah.
I try to keep it simple.
Yeah, I hear you. My biggest concern was having enough money to put some gas in my car and buy me a burger for 15 cents at the McDonald's.
Indeed. That's a good day.
Yeah, y'all have a good. Hey, if Jack's listening out there, Jack, get better, buddy, and we need you.
Yes, we do. Appreciate it, Jim.
Bye, bud.
All right, we'll be back. We got to hit our last break here. News and Views, final moments. Dan Moore's show is coming up, though. We'll continue with the day's news. It never ends.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including 2 new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Appreciate y'all listening today. I'll be in communique with Jack Campbell, see how he's doing. Get well soon, Jack. Feeling under the weather today. Hopefully all is well. Not a big deal. But we will see, as Dan Moore says, in the fullness of time. And that's exactly who's next. The Dan Moore Show is next. I'll be sitting alongside him. We'll be hitting the day's latest breaking news, as well as some good analysis of what's going on in the press. I'm already looking at what some have been said on Morning Joe, and it just like makes me want to blow my top, but we'll keep it on straight and be having a lot of fun. Again, thank you for listening. News and Views will be back bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Until then, ta-ta.